The end of one era, the beginning of another. President Obama held direct talks today with the leader of Cuba in his capital city. And they took questions, something the communist government rarely allows. It was a moment that made history. The Star-Spangled Banner played for an American president in the heart of Havana. Mr. Obama stood side by side with Cuban President Raul Castro in the city no U.S. leader had visited in 88 years. Later, they emerged from a private meeting to describe their summit.
For more than half a century, the sight of a U.S. president here in Havana would have been unimaginable. But this is a new day. Es un nuevo día.
Hoy ratifico que debemos poner en práctica.
Today, I reaffirm that we should exercise the art of civilized coexistence, which involves accepting and respecting differences and preventing these from becoming the center of our relationship.
But the issue of human rights quickly interjected itself. CNN reporter Jim Acosta, a Cuban-American, apparently struck a nerve when he asked Castro about political prisoners.
Dame la lista ahora mismo de los presos políticos para soltarlo.
Give me a list of the political prisoners, and I will release them immediately. Just mention a list. If we have those political prisoners, they will be released before tonight ends.
In fact, yesterday, just hours ahead of Mr. Obama's arrival, Cuban officials detained dozens of dissidents. Back at today's briefing, President Obama acknowledged differences on the issue, but said he believes a constructive dialogue is possible.
As I think we both indicated, we had a very frank conversation around issues of democracy and human rights. Our starting point is that we have two different systems. But as is true with countries around the world where we have normalized relations, we will continue to stand up for basic principles that we believe in.
The Obama visit is the product of more than a year of work to thaw relations. During that time, embassies in both countries have reopened, with some economic and trade barriers lifted. Already, there's been an influx of American tourists and business interests to the island nation. Coinciding with the trip, Mr. Obama announced Google will work to expand internet coverage in Cuba, and he met with American and Cuban entrepreneurs.